Here we are.
Here we are. Here we are. I am totally really happy to have the beautiful Elisa van der Meijden.
And Yelle de Jong.
Applaus. Yelle de Jong.
Applauso. Bravo.
Spasiba.
From the Stardust.
Yes.
Production company, entertainment company, everything down at Europa Park. You're the first visitor for a long time.
What are you doing?
I'm breaking the place up.
I think it's going bananas.
Yes. studio is going bananas.
What's happening here, Ian?
Oh, it's crazy. You know, this is the first guests that I've had since the park, and the park is open. Yeah. Which is amazing. We are so grateful that and you come down at the best time. Everyone's here and excited.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
Doing wonderful.
Yeah, it's very nice to be back in Europa Park to see you all again and to see the people enjoy life again and slowly getting back to normal, slowly feeling life is starting, shows are starting, pre-production is starting. So getting
watching
back to
watching the shows here as well.
How do you think that's going to go, this getting back to? Because we are a test event to see that we can operate a big event with lots of people with the pandemic restrictions easing. How do you think it's going to go?
The
show business in our world, how's it going to rebound?
Yeah, hopefully it will just bounce back as normally, as quick as possible, of course, because we have our dinner show, of course, this summer coming.
Where?
In Amsterdam.
Yeah?
Yes. A sexy, edgy dinner show.
Sexy, edgy.
Yeah.
Okay, we can say it on this show. We can say sexy, edgy. Yeah.
Sexy, edgy is allowed?
Yeah.
No, that's nice.
And that's when, then?
It's starting 30th of July in Amsterdam, in the Old Stock Market. And it's with a lovely leading lady, singer, dancers, circus acts. And it's literally, the best next thing you can do besides of going out to a club.
So what's that? Your product from the pandemic?
Yeah,
and it's called?
Femme Fatale.
Femme Fatale.
Femme Fatale, yeah.
French. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. The ode to all beautiful sides of women. And we have women in the band, live musicians, of course, beautiful dancing crew. And we worked on this idea, this show, this concept already a longer time. But actually, in the last few years, there was so much going on with all the shows we're producing that there was not enough time to really develop it. And now COVID gave us the chance to put full development on this project. And we found a great venue in the city center of Amsterdam, in the very heart.
Would you have got that venue if it wasn't for the pandemic?
No. Probably not. Yeah. Not so. We are very, very lucky to also have created chances because of COVID.
Right.
And now in just a little over 5-6 weeks, we're going to open and we're going to do a 5-week exclusive run. 41 shows, and we hope to sell out as soon as possible and go back to life.
Is this the first dinner show for Stardust?
Yes.
Definitely.
Cool, because, I mean,
you're the first sexy show.
But you are world famous for, most certainly, the winter circuses. You own it. You own that industry, the winter circuses. But now you're branching out into dinner shows, but still using your, because I know you, for many, many years on every circus festival. You're on the jury of every single one. Massive supporter of every festival. But you're going to use all of that for your dinner shows as well. Bring all those artists that you see.
Yes,
but slightly different, not the big troops.
No, not the big troops. And like we said, we want not to have like a normal dinner show like a palazzo, which is also really nice, of course. But we want to have it more edgy and in a sexy kind of way. So we are looking into acts that can fill that kind of atmosphere into the show.
Yeah, cool. And putting in the, of course, the live musicians combined with this crazy singer. She's called Kimberly Nicole. She has an amazing voice, and she's people are already on their chairs after the first song, you know.
And she moderates as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's in English then.
Yes, yes.
Because she's American, did you say?
Yeah, she comes from America. She lives in London.
And she used to be the MC of The Box, the nightclub in London. So she really knows how to hype up the people.
Definitely known for edgy. Yeah. Controversial yeah. as well, yes. no?
So, and Holland is ready for something like this, you know? We haven't got that. It hasn't been like more conservative dinner shows. Yeah. So this kind of, with a new, also a new market for, you know, you have the classical families that visit the classical circuses, but this is more this group between 20 and 40, 45 that want to go out, have great food, cocktail bar, champagne, and have a great night out. So that's what we're aiming for.
Cool. So you're going to be working on that all summer, but actually once that's up and open, you're going to be planning all the circuses this winter.
Yes, like normally. Like yeah. it's now already, you know, planning. Like it started already like from January on. We just have a positive mind and we think we can produce the circus in Amsterdam and in Stuttgart, hopefully. Mm. And we can go ahead with finally bring back the Christmas spirit in Amsterdam and Stuttgart.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, that's what you're known for now.
Yeah.
I've seen both your shows in Stuttgart and in Amsterdam. And they're, well, the highest quality of circus that you could wish for.
And we aim for it every year.
Yeah, but I mean, what... is Stuttgart's 30 years... Is it 30 years old or do you have the 25...
No, it's 27, if I'm
yeah.
correct.
Right, yeah, I remember the 25th anniversary. Yeah.
And Amsterdam, 36 coming
no,
out?
No, 37.
37. Yeah.
So you've got to get back this year because it's yeah. got to be yeah. it's got to be on everybody's Christmas list.
Yeah. Yes.
Go to see Stuttgart or go to see Carré in Amsterdam.
Of course, and it's part of the Christmas tradition.
Got to keep
know?
That on their agenda.
Yeah, yeah.
Because,
definitely.
Because like we were talking the other day, that you're... Because you're so long running that people saw it as children and now they're bringing their kids and maybe there's grandkids that coming with the grandparents that saw your shows years ago and they know it's probably the best Christmas entertainment there is.
Yeah, yeah,
it's becoming part of their Christmas. You know, for a lot of families, they say when I speak to them, for example, in Amsterdam, for me the Christmas starts when we visit the circus in Amsterdam in Carré.
Yeah.
And the same for in Germany.
But Elisa, you're following in your parents' footsteps, right? It was your father, Henk, with your mother, Monica, that started all this. Yeah. And then I did a little bit of research, not too much, because it was
oh
a bit
God.
Spontaneous.
What's going to happen here?
No, but I see that you've done a lot of TV presenting. And I just wonder, and you, Jelle, that you're... I know that you can't walk in Holland without people recognizing you from your acting job.
Yes. You're so famous.
Well, I know. I mean, but I just wonder, you're a TV celebrity doing all your presenting. You're an actor, very well known. How is it that now you are running Stardust between the two of you in your different roles? How's that being celebrities that people know you, maybe yourself, they know the characters more than yourself, right? That you've played.
You know how you should see it. I think the fact that we also operate in front of a camera or on the stage or wherever makes us understand really good what an artist needs, what a production needs, what is comfortable in cooperating together towards having a great vibe, what would you give an artist to make him feel welcome, how do you reach the best quality possible on the stage, and that is by combining all those things. So these other paths we walked in the past or still walking sometimes are a great asset to make the good shows. So it is a plus combining with each other, and that's the way you can handle all aspects of creating a show.
I've always thought if you really appreciate your artist, you can get anything from them.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you can get nothing from them. Yeah. They're so, I don't want to say fragile, but they're obviously egotistical because they like being on stage themselves and being crazy. And yet if you've got that character, which you both have, totally extrovert and totally theatrical, then you're going to get the trust of your artist and then you're going to get everything out of them, which maybe they didn't even know that was possible in the first place.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. And one of the big things I always learned growing up with Elisa as friends from the start is how Stardust treats the artists. And that is what's always very inspiring. Your father, how he takes care about everybody, how his heart is there. Monica also, they are really fully with their hearts, their minds, with everything they put in the production. That's always the base of each new project, and that gives so much love, and it's beautiful.
How's the transition of the generations? How's that? Because your father obviously did it in a different time.
Yes, definitely.
You know, where there wasn't in the beginning, there wasn't internet, there wasn't telephones, and all of this stuff. Now you can speak to anyone in the world at a push of a button, and your ideas are different because you're a creation of a different generation.
Yeah.
And how is it taking over? And then as I've been speaking to you over dinner yesterday, that your creative ideas are out there, that you want to and do some fantastic, fantastic events, which we can't talk about because they're under consideration. But how is that you, obviously you're still very close in the company with your mum and dad. How is it that they perceive what dreams that you two have?
Well, sometimes it's very hard, of course, but my parents are very open for new ideas. Like, for example, the dinner show is going to be my first own show I do together with Jelle under the Stardust company. But we also had to pitch our ID for the dinner show first time for my parents.
Yeah.
Right. It's not like we're sitting down having dinner and I'm saying, you know, I want to do a sexy, edgy dinner show. Can I please do it, mom and dad? You know,
right.
No, they're saying, okay, if you want to do it, pitch it, and then we can discuss about it. And think,
but your dad is a little girl, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to happen.
Yeah.
No.
No,
he also really has to feel his passion for it.
Yeah.
You know? It's not like when I would go say I will do a roller skate show or something, and he doesn't have like any affection with it, then he would say, well, you have to hoe zeg je dat?
No.
Rethink your idea. I can't come up with a word. Overtuigen.
Ah, you have to convince me.
You have to convince me that it's really working.
Yeah.
And let me see. And then we can have another talk about it. And maybe we can do it. So he also really needs to feel the passion for it.
Well,
it's not like 1, 2, 3. Okay, you can do it.
You got a great location.
Yes.
Fantastic
location. It's amazing, yeah. The Beurs van Berlage.
You probably know every single artist in the world anyway, so you've chosen the best. Great location, great food.
Yes. We have a very nice
Seven Sins
menu. Beautiful food. Also a vegetarian version, a vegan version. It's the best of the best food in a very high-end way to present it.
How long an evening is that going to be? How long is it going to be, like a traditional German 4-hour dinner show or something?
It's 3 hours.
Right.
It's a 3-hour show.
We want to make
show.
It more compact.
Yeah.
And it's not like we don't want to do like, big steaks and potatoes and everything. All the bites are in like finger food, but a little bit more, you know. You can just have it on your lap.
A good gazpacho, a nice fish dish.
There's
a steak tartare, a veal. There's a pistache macaron with salmon. There's a nice cheese platter. There's a nice
heart
with strawberries, blah, blah, blah. So we really, and there's a great house champagne, and there's a cocktail bar. So
I think it's very cool because when it's your first, like you say, it's your first show, that it's your baby.
Yes.
And then you can do all the things that you dreamt about.
Mm-hmm.
And that they all come back. And then you can just, I'm 100% sure it's going to totally succeed.
I hope so.
I think it's, honestly, sometimes I think it's hard to top. Because now you've got all these years of having seen everything, been to every festival, been to every show, and you've taken inspiration or you've been excited, you've accumulated this energy. And then it's hard to top a little bit because everything that you've wanted to do is going to be done in Amsterdam this summer.
Yeah. So you're very welcome, and everybody's very welcome to visit the show.
I'm trying to speak
as possible now.
On www.femfataalcirque.nl.
Okay.
We also have a .com URL, so everybody can book their tickets.
All right, I'll get the media guys to stamp it.
Swipe up and book your tickets now.
But so there's circus, there's dinner show. What What excites you when you go, because you've seen every show, you've seen Cirque du Soleil and you've seen traditional circus, you've seen every stage show there is. What excites you? What gives you the, that's what I really want to see or I want to create? Apart from the dinner show, moving mm-hmm. forward, because no, I've got a feeling course. That you're not going to sit back and say, yeah, we've done something. I think you're going to carry on.
No, I think what's really excites me when I see, for example, an act, that it's not only about the trick itself, that it used to be in the past, really, you know, you did, as a circus artist, you did your trick and, you know, you get the applause and that's it. But now what really excites me that certain acts really tell a whole story, you know, if you have like a duo in the air, it's becoming alive with a man and a female falling in love, and it's getting a love story in the air, and has a beautiful feeling. And then for me, it's not only a circus act, but then it comes, yeah, some kind of art for me,
yeah.
Because you're in this trance, and then it's almost like looking at a painting of Vincent van Gogh, for example.
Right. Going back to circus. We've all lost a lot of time in the last year or something. How do you think that we have to change something to come back, or do you think that we're just going to come back as we were, the same? Or do you think that, you know, I thought about all the Cirque du Soleil, they all closed down,
yeah,
and they're
yeah.
going to come back, and I thought, are the public maybe expecting something different now, because everyone's gone through a COVID reset.
Yeah.
Reset somehow, and I just wonder whether the guest is saying now's the time to maybe bring something that people don't expect, to push evolution just a little bit further.
Yeah, it could be the moment for that to happen, but I first and mainly have the feeling that first of all, everybody first wants to go back to what they were used to and feel comfortable with that again. That's also why I have my hopes up very high that Christmas will be, if the numbers keep going like this, that Christmas will be like it was 2 years ago, back to that. And when people can enjoy that feeling and embrace it again and feel safe again and enjoy culture and enjoy shows and embrace all the artists that were sitting at home for 1.5 years, not being able to perform, not being able to maybe make money. This moment, I think we go through first and then everybody will breathe in, and then maybe the year after there's room for new exciting yeah. things moving on
I
the
guess
stage.
You got loads of fan mail now saying, where's your circus, we miss it, and we miss it mm-hmm. now.
How yes,
many,
they can't
how many
wait.
People see Stuttgart every year?
A lot.
Yeah, it's like yeah. in the 4.5 weeks it's playing, there's over 125,000 visitors in Stuttgart, so that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And every artist in the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every artist I know has been through a very serious challenge, and luckily, very luckily, that we're in Europa Park opening our shows.
Yeah.
Today we opened most of them.
Yeah, and congratulations.
A couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally happy, and it's quite emotional because, you know, I saw one girl, we opened the show today, and I saw one girl come waving, and she was just waving like, hey, I've survived it.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
back on
yeah,
stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I belong,
no.
And the people seem to feel that. It's sort of the applause wasn't more of an applause of oh welcome to the, but it was more of a we're happy to see you because she's been with us for years and she's like I'm still here and I'm back in the business.
Yeah.
But there must be so many artists around the world. I guess you stay obviously in contact with a lot mm-hmm. of people that you communicate with now.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, we're very close with the Knees, of course, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think for the artists, it's so important to perform again. And luckily, they can perform now here in Europa Park.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's so special for them to see the smiles on the faces of the audience and hear the applause. It gives them so much energy.
Yeah, the audience, you can see that, I mean, with opening, and I was on the park 2 days before we opened, and we got the call, we're opening, and you could see, over the last 6 months, we've had several people working here all the
yeah.
time, maintaining, doing what we need to do, but when we got the call, we're opening, everybody's energy was completely changed. Yeah, yeah, the whole world changed. Everyone was working as a team together. We've got to take care of everything. The gardeners were everywhere, the cleaners, the painters, and everything. And it's just, everyone is just a completely different person.
Yeah.
You know, just finally, we're doing what we love.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, yeah. I remember in the after the first lockdown in Holland, we had a period, probably it was here the same then, that everything reopened again, and then afterwards it got closed again. But in that moment that it opened again, theaters opened in Holland for maximum of 30 people, not even counting the square meters or the seats, but 30 people. And I went to a show, and it was no live entertainment that I saw for 5 months. And then just the little light moving by the start of the show was already touching me, because I thought, okay, it's we're really back and it's happening. And then the guitar player started to play, and then somebody started to sing, and it was very simple, and not that the best performance I ever saw, but it moved me to my deep core, because that's what we're all doing, that's what we're all chasing, and that's what we're all hoping for, to always bring to the audience. So the moment you can
have
experience,
you been
it.
What's your other career, your acting career? You've been, how's that been during this whole time?
I was doing a show called Soldier of Orange. It's a big musical piece about the Second World War. It's already 10 years selling out in Holland every night, 1,100 seats. More than 3.5 million people saw it. So it's one of the biggest theater hits in Europe. It's from a Dutch producer. And I was doing a part in that show, and it got
very
closed.
Very big part, yeah. And he did an amazing job. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a very nice, special show to do. It's iconic for the Dutch history, and it's with singing, and beautiful. It has a theater that where the audience is on a 360 degrees turning table, and it goes around all the sets, and there's there's a piece of the North Sea with the beach, and there's real water, and we go in a boat, and we collapse, and we go under the water, and there's quick changes, there's motorcycles driving around. It's very spectacular. But this show was closed down, and then at some point they could open up for 250 people, and we opened up again, and after 4 weeks again got closed down. So, but it was 85 people on that show working, everybody still getting under contract, everybody trying to rehearse their songs, their text, to do changes. We had to make changes due to the COVID, so the kissing scenes were taken out, and everybody had to get tested every day.
And put in femme fatale.
Sorry?
The kissing scenes got taken out, but they're going to be put in femme fatale, right?
Definitely.
Did we say the website for that?
No, we forgot to mention the website.
I
think we forgot to push
www.femmefatalecirque.nl.
swipe up and book your tickets now, but probably you're too late because it's already sold out. That would be great.
Yeah, but you'll make more, you'll find a way.
Yeah.
Can you extend?
Yes, we can extend, and we can...
And we have an option for the Christmas.
Yeah, and we have, which is very nice, we have an...
that would be busy for you if you're doing Stuttgart, yes. Carré, and if you extended into
Christmas. But busy
Christmas.
Is good, you know?
Yeah, busy is great.
Yeah.
Busy, you like busy.
Yes, I like
busy. And you like busy also.
We love busy.
Yeah. That's, so, you're very welcome to be our guest.
Cool. If I can find the time, which I will,
yeah,
then I will definitely come up.
And let's get busy with us.
Yeah.
That's also a good title for an Instagram campaign.
Let's get busy.
Let's get femme fatale.
But you two, I mean, you told me briefly, I mean, somebody said, are they married? Are they brother and sister? Are they? And I don't want to tell the story because I don't know it well enough, but you have the best sort of relationship. Brilliant. You bounce off each other. You compliment each other. You're beautiful on your own, as you can see by the pictures you are.
The pictures are better.
Than real life.
No. I'm totally embarrassed. It's the beautiful people show. This is the
Photoshop. Photoshop.
But how did this happen? Because it's you know, I've known you for maybe 1 year less than I know Elisa, and you are perfect together. How do you know each other?
We met each other through musical class.
She played a big dwarf, and I was Peter Pan in a green tights.
We're not allowed to say the word dwarf.
Yeah. Okay.
And then my parents were producing Annie the musical, And then we hit it on.
We hit it on.
That sounds weird. Hit it off.
No. But also, that's the wrong phrase.
No, but I mean, like, you know what
we
I
connected.
Mean, right?
We became good friends.
We became.
What? How old are you at this point?
It's like 11.
All right. Okay.
And then you were 9.
And then I said, "Well, Jelle, would you like to come to see Annie?"
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, "Yes, why not?" Nice.
So you weren't shy then?
No. And that's how our friendship actually started. And yeah, we've been in contact ever since. And there were some periods we didn't speak so much with each other because we were busy with different stuff. But we always, still had contact. And yeah, he really feels for me like my big brother I never had, business-wise, but especially also emotional-wise. And
seemed to be that that all the time I've known you that you weren't part of Stardust, now you are. Since how long?
Yeah, you know, it's like a natural way of growing in, because from this moment we became friends. We also started to do promotional work for Henk, and he said, "Guys, go put flyers in hotels." And then once I went to get coffee for everybody, and then I slowly started to be assisting the company manager, and then I did the running and driving the main characters of the shows, and then I did a company management for Hans Klok. So it was always like come and go, come and go, come and go. Yeah, and at some point, yeah, you have to get in the seat and start to drive. So that's what we're doing now.
Yeah, but I feel I'm totally filled with enthusiasm when I speak to you about your dreams and your drive for what the future may hold. I think, you know, pandemic or no pandemic, I feel that you're taking the reins and that you're so excited to push the entertainment out. But you're still going to be Stardust did Hans Klok for so many years, right? You did the Swan Lake,
biggest Swan Lake in the
you're
world.
Still, are you still because I didn't get a chance to see that.
It's on the menu to come back.
Yeah,
but that's going to come back.
Yeah,
but
in 2023.
And is that just in Holland or is that European?
We're looking into which tour we're going to make at the moment. So the list is soon to be on the website.
But definitely Holland.
Yeah.
What website?
www.stardustcircus.com.
No, but how many Bick, I think I asked you when I was in Holland a couple of years ago, how many shows do you promote or produce each year? We're talking about or how many events, different events, whether it's Klok or whether it's Swan Lake or whether it's circus.
It really depends which kind of year.
But you do smaller music bands as well, no?
No. It's only
all those posters that I saw.
That's from the past. So that's how Henk also did a lot of classical concerts. Mm-hmm. He produced CDs. He had his own TV show. Henk was the most famous and the most well-known journalist of Holland, writing about showbiz and entertainment. He really started that, and that is
Henk Weidermeiden.
Yeah,
known as the godfather of Dutch gossip journalism.
Yeah.
I read that in the internet somewhere, but from the stories that you've told me or I've read or something, Henk was a magnificent marketeer. No. Yeah. That would always surprise the people. You tell me the story about the sea lions in the
canals.
I tried to tell somebody that today, but I wasn't sure about the about. Wasn't were they complaining about the sea lions?
No. It was in the circus, and the sea lions were in their big bassin. As you know, always the animals when they are there get treated like the very best. So there was built a big swimming pool, but Carré is at the water, is at the canal. So Henk say, "Guys, maybe it's a very good idea to make a little dive into the Amstel, into the water." So he went with a little motorboat and some paparazzi and a camera crew and let the sea lions jump right in front of the theater. It was a shot and it was on every newspaper the next day and all shows were sold out. But all this, Henk has a really, and also now with the upcoming show, he's so great in thinking about how to market it, how to sell it, how to present it. It's
that's
amazing.
That's not education. That's his soul.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How he can touch the people and create this buzz.
Yeah.
Which Well, that's why you're so, that's why you've got such a great established company. Start a circus dinner show. What's more in the back of your mind? I really want to get into that. Yeah. I want to do that.
Now, there's a lot being developed at the moment, we can say. It's we're not going to spill the juice yet. But there are several projects, and it's not only in Holland. It's very international, so it's big open-end productions, which will be announced soon. I think by the end of the year, it will be all out in the open.
So creatively, do you two get on creatively? Do you complement each other, or do you have opposing ideas, and then you fight it out, or find a better way?
No, I think creatively we're on the same level most of the times, but we're not afraid if, you know, we not agree to not speak up, for example. Yeah.
I always say to my people, you know, I'm going to say something stupid here, knowing that it's impossible or it's won't work, but it might jolt somebody's idea into something else which wouldn't have come had you not said anything. Yeah. And I think that's cool when you get in brainstorming things that you do just empty your head, and maybe you already know when you say it, it's not going to happen.
But the good thing is, so we can have own opinions, but it's never black and white. So it's never that Elisa says that and I really don't agree and you have a fight or really argument. We are only always like tennising with the ideas, and the idea where the seed is similar. Grows in a very good way, because it only gets better with the critique from each other, and the best idea wins in the end, and that's how we always do it.
You're never planning on, we know a very good friend of ours, Gregory, comes on stage at the end of the show and says thanks for coming, and he's well known in Switzerland.
He's coming now.
He's not. But you're two celebrities in Holland. You're going to do a dinner show in Holland. How cool would it be at the end of the show to see the two people, two celebrities,
and, be great for you.
And the creators?
And Jelle could even sing a song, you know, he has a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Can you tell my my fiance that, please?
Fiance?
Yeah. Sorry?
Fiance?
Fiance?
Are we allowed to talk about that?
You can, of course.
Does she know?
She don't know yet, but she will see it now. Hi, darling. We're getting married soon.
Yeah. To the lovely Julia.
Julia Rashevkina. Yes. Yeah.
Beautiful girl. I am very proud to say that she came and worked with us.
Yes.
What, 3 years ago?
4 or 5 years ago, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But great performer.
Yeah.
Fantastic energy.
Yeah.
Fool. And you're getting married.
Yes.
When?
In June. So that's in 2 weeks from now.
Well, actually, because this is going to go out after that, so can you just say,
I just got married
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just got married. And can you say, how was your first...
ring.
Can you say how your first week of marriage was?
Yes, of course.
Can you say that now?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
So I got married last week, and how was the wedding?
Yeah, how was it? I'm sorry I couldn't make it.
Yeah, I thought it was cancelled. I didn't come.
Yeah, the wedding was amazing, and I am very happy to be married now. Finally, we had to wait a long time. We had to wait a long time from the permission, with all the paperwork through Russia and the birth certificate, and it's a whole story, not interesting at all. But we went through a lot, and now it's there. So
you're a lucky man.
I'm very, very lucky. Very happy.
She's a lucky girl.
Thank you.
Yeah. So where, I mean, Elisa, that you're taking over the reins of an amazing company. What's your driving force? Is it creatively? Of course, it's financial because you've got workers working for you, and you have to look after your ideas, and your success will support them. What's the driving force for you?
Well, creatively, I think the most. And I always try, I travel with Jelle also a lot through the world to see new theater stuff. We also really have a heart for immersive theater. So I always try to go now. Of course, our main base is the circus, but I really want to continue with the company also in other and different ways, not traditional ways like musicals or ballet or opera, which are also great, of course. I mean, we're very happy to bring back the Greatest Swan Lake in 2 years, but I really want to explore the side roads, you know, and try to see what we can produce in that kind of atmosphere and style.
Your parents must be really proud, actually, because you're totally, you love what you do, and yet you've got your own mind, and you've really got a clear vision for the company yourself, and they're supporting you to go on to different things.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So how did you like it at Europa Park today?
Wonderful. It was wow.
Yeah. It was amazing.
It didn't rain.
No, it didn't rain. It never rains in Europa Park. People think that, but it doesn't rain here. That's so nice.
We're like a little bubble.
Always sunny.
We had great food. We had a fantastic show. We did the rides.
You saw the water park. It's only opened a couple of days ago.
That's insane.
Again, reopened.
But
rather.
We didn't. It went over all our expectations. We saw it the last time it was still under construction, and now it's totally, everybody has to see it. It's beautifully.
Every time I come here, I'm so impressed by the quality of the food, how it's looking. It's really unbelievable.
Can we say that we're a little inspiration for you to on your travel into dinner shows and
yes,
stuff?
Yeah, of course.
Cool.
Yeah. The dinner show we saw here in the past also were of great quality.
And which is really, really great at your dinner show, that the food is also amazing.
It's from
such a good quality.
We're lucky we've got great people.
You know,
I mean, you can be as talented and as driven as you want, but you have to surround yourself with great people.
Yeah.
We're very lucky that everyone feels a part of it here, you know, and sort of a little self-ownership thing going on. Everyone will pick up the rubbish. You don't have to be a rubbish person. You know, everyone will participate to try and make the product better for the people. Yeah, we're lucky. We're lucky with that. That's been the same for 45 years, that everyone feels a part of it. And I'm sure they do with Stardust. You're nearly that. Stardust is, how old is Stardust?
Stardust is already born before I was born.
Yeah.
It started, of course, slowly because like Jelle said before, my father was first a journalist. And then because of his work, he started bringing the concerts and stuff because he got in contact with the, with André Rieu, for example, when he was writing an interview. And then he thought, he's such an amazing magician, I should do a concert with him. So it happened, you know, step by step, and then it became bigger and bigger and bigger.
Fantastic. Yeah. I mean, great. You're leading entertainment company in Holland, no? And you're touring mainly Europe.
Yes.
Do you have dreams of, why don't we do that in world tour?
Nah.
You look at each other like,
no.
We've got that in our mind.
No, you know what it is? It's already so exciting to work across Europe. But of course, it would be very nice to develop something new that's not there yet, that we would obviously always bring firstly on European soil. But if it might be a crazy good success, it might go overseas, you never know. But it's not on our list that some show has to go to America or Asia. I mean, that's not a wish. We want to make great entertainment for the people that we do it already a long time for, and that's the base.
You're not going to Beijing soon.
Wu Chao.
But you know this world, you know this part of the world. You've been over there.
Yeah, we've been together there.
Several times, many times, no?
Yeah.
Wuhan, the
You've
circus
been there
festival.
As well in China.
Every time I go to every show, you're always there on the jury. But you can't speak much because you've always got the board and the sash and all of that stuff.
You don't speak much then?
No, that's not true.
I catch you in the bar now.
Yeah.
In the bar.
Later for a drink.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
But hey, I'm really happy. I'm really happy that you had the time to come down and see us. And on the park, we're open, and
that's wonderful.
So
I think we still have time to catch Silver Star.
Yes,
and after Silver Star, I want to see the Volatile and maybe Arthur one more time, and then have some great, great food. Maybe the Bell Rock, maybe the Tipi Dorf,
the Circus Bar.
The Circus Bar, I want to see in the Andalus.
circus bar.
The yes. new Kronasar Hotel.
How more appropriate could it be, the circus bar for you guys?
Let's go there for yes. a drink now.
Circus bar.
Yes.
And circus bar for
Ian,
drink.
Where can people buy tickets for Europa Park? What is the website?
They'll find their way, but I'm a little more concerned that we haven't dropped your dinner show. What's it called? It was something to do with fatal something.
One more time.
www.funfatalecirque.nl.
Thank you very much, because you two are crazy and you give me energy and you fulfill everything. So yeah. I just want to be thank you very much for coming. You will come back.
Definitely.
Yes.
You'll be a married man.
I am already married.
Oh, you are all married. Because
hey, I am already married.
Yes, you are all married, but you'll be a married man.
Yes.
You are a married man, but no, thanks very much for coming on the, which show?
The Going Banana Show.
The Going Banana Show.
Going Bananas.
It was bananas.
Much, let's go to the circus bar. Have
yes,
a drink.
Let's yes. go have a drink.
Let's go.
All right, thank you very much.
Andiamo.
Andiamo.
Applause. Ian Jenkins, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, Elisa
van der Meijden.
Jelle de Jong.
In Europa Park.
I mean,
wow.
What a day.
What a day.
Thanks, guys. Perfect.
Yes.